Hubble and other NASA missions of recent decades rely on sophisticated computer technology. We all rely on computers these days, especially for email and staying in touch. And these days, you'll notice, it's all clogged up with computer worms and viruses and other things that seem to get in the way of how the computer's supposed to work. Aaron Swartz is a computer programmer living in Chicago. Aaron, is this impression that email is all clogged up correct?
Yes, it certainly has gotten worse from several worms, including the So Big F virus, which has been sending people viruses and the bounces that come when those go to wrong email addresses.
And why is that? What is going on?
Well, what happens is the virus, you know, comes in the form of some sort of email that looks like something you want to read, and it has an attachment. You open the attachment, it looks at your inbox, and it mails itself to everybody else. This virus in particular started out with a mass spamming, which doesn't usually happen. What usually happens is that you email it to a couple of your friends, they email it to a couple of their friends, and so on. But this one started out being spammed to 4 million people. And from there, each one of those 4 million people have emailed it to their friends.
I'm not sure still why people bother creating worms and viruses. These are all anonymous. They don't get paid for them. What's in it for them?
I think it's mostly the attention, being able to say, oh, I wrote something in my room, and now it's on all the news stations, it's affecting all these corporations, it's on millions of computers. I think being able to have that feeling of just doing something and having it have such a great effect is what drives them.
But you can't tell anybody about it, right? Because you'd get in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, it's very hard to resist the temptation to brag about it, and that's actually how they've caught most of the people who've written worms. They go on a chat room or a message board, and they say, you know, they just can't resist bragging about it, and they track them down and eventually arrest them and sue them.
I imagine that there are very, very clever people writing these worms and viruses and programs that cause trouble, but there must be equally clever people working for companies like Microsoft and AOL and who knows how many other security firms just as smart. Why can't these people catch the people who I think of as the bad guys?
Well, if you look at something like Microsoft Windows, it's got 50 million lines of computer code. And a simple mistake in any one of those lines could open up a hole that something like these worms or viruses could take advantage of. So when you're only looking for one simple hole in such a big program, it's much easier for the bad guys to do. They only have to find that one mistake, whereas the good guys have to fix every mistake.
So the worms and the viruses, you're saying there's never going to be a fix for this?
I think there may be some potential fixes. Certainly if you look at things like antivirus software, if that were installed on more computers, it would be much easier to fix the worms right away. But fundamentally it's very hard because these worms are getting faster and faster at reproducing over the internet. Some estimates say that future worms may be able to take over the entire internet in something like 15 minutes, and it's hard to prepare a response for that quickly.
You have built these things?
Yeah, I've experimented with it. I haven't obviously released them to the public or tried to take advantage of other people's computers.
Do you think of yourself as a good guy or a bad guy?
I tend to think of myself as a good guy. Obviously, it's important for people, you know, who want to understand these things. They have to experiment. They have to look at some of the bad tools like worms and viruses, see how they work, and maybe build a few. But I generally think of myself as doing it for the good reasons.
May I ask your age?
I'm 16.
16. How is it you got a reputation for being such a hot programmer?
I don't know. I guess word gets around quickly over the internet, just like these viruses do.
Aaron Swartz, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
Aaron Swartz, a young but certainly very adept computer programmer from Chicago.